Macmillan Audio presents Killing Kennedy, The End of Camelot, by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard. This is Bill O'Reilly. The book is dedicated to my ancestors, the Kennedys of Yonkers, New York. Hardworking, generous, and honest folks. A note to you listeners. November 22nd, 1963, Mineola, New York, approximately 2 p.m. The students in Brother Carmine Diodati's freshman religion class were startled. Over the loudspeaker, a radio report crackled into the Chaminade High School classroom. President John F. Kennedy had been shot in Dallas, Texas, and taken to a hospital. A short time later, we would all learn he was dead. No one knew what to say. Most Americans born before 1953 remember exactly where they were when they heard the news that JFK had been assassinated. The days following that terrible Friday were filled with sadness and confusion. Why did it happen? Who really killed the president? What kind of country did we live in anyway? The assassination of JFK was somewhat personal for me. My maternal grandmother was born Winifred Kennedy, and my Irish Catholic family had deep emotional ties to the young president and his family. It felt as if someone in my own home had died violently. Like most kids on Long Island, I didn't care very much about national politics, but I vividly remember pictures of JFK displayed in the homes of my relatives.